Foley.
Pesky shrinkflation is back, this time for Maltesers. The sharing bag has fallen by 5 grams, which is about 7 Maltesers. The parent company has blamed rising costs. Last month, Twix bars shrunk by 15%. It's 2 minutes past 2.
They're lighter than ordinary chocolate.
Do you remember the Maltesers, lad?
I do indeed, Jim.
Amber's looking to be confused. She's like a puppy with her head tilted sideways. You're like,
oh. You don't know that. Oh?
They're lighter than ordinary chocolate.
Did they do them that accent?
Yeah, she was a Russian ballerina.
Oh, right.
And she was just having a light and fluffy treat of a Malteser. Of course, they're filled with air. And she pops... she's talking to another ballerina, I think. And she pops a Malteser and she says, they're lighter than ordinary chocolate.
Was Maltesers also the I'm wasting away?
I don't remember that one.
I remember your man on the couch and he took off his clothes and he was standing behind the couch and it was just his clothes and there was no body there. I'm wasting away.
Maltesers was the one where they had the Malteser at the end of the straw and you blow on the straw during that one as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
But the best one was I'm lighter than ordinary chocolate.
FM News, more at 3.
Nice. Right, so Peter texted. He said the wasting away ad was pot noodle.
Oh.
Now you know.
Oh, there you go.
What's the name of the lady, the consumer expert in your first story as well today?
Odile LeBolloc.
Sorry, what?
Odile LeBolloc.
That's the name of the expert.
Odile LeBolloc from the EPA.
The EPA? What's the EPA?
The Environmental Protection Agency.
Okay, and shout out to her this afternoon. And Ray, they're lighter than ordinary chocolate was the Milky Way, you absolute dope.
Ah, Ray. We're both wrong then.
You love the show though. They're lighter than ordinary chocolate, I'll have you know, was Maltesers.
Here we go.
Milky Way was the red car and the blue car had a race.
Correct.
The red car and the blue car had a race. All Red wants to do is stuff his face. He eats everything he sees, from trucks to prickly trees. With smart old blue, he took the Milky Way. He's looking for a chocolate treat, fluffy and light.
Harry Styles and As It Was. This is an AFM where we play the music you love. Usher and Ludacris was before that, and the song Yeah Yeah. Do you like that song, JP?
It's I do actually. Yeah Yeah.
I mean, I walked you all the way up to it.
Oh, I tell you what, you should have pushed me over the edge as well.
It's okay, I suppose. I give it a 7 out of 10.
I actually want to talk about that song, right? Because I could go for days.
It's a grand song.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
Reminds me of when we were on nights. Yeah, I suppose. What about you, Ray? Do you like it?
Penny, massive
just
splash.
Say yeah. Just say yeah. You absolute idiot.
You know, in real terms, it was. In all it took was about 3.5 seconds.
Nice and tight.
Yeah.
The gang's all here.
Hey!
Yeah, yeah! This is today, man. Oh, if I like it, yeah. I do like a bit of hip-hop in the afternoon.
Hi, friends. Yeah, the red car and the blue car had a race. All Red wants to do is stuff his face. He eats everything he sees, from trucks to prickly trees. Cacti.
Which are a protected species, actually, so Red Car could get himself in trouble.
He really shouldn't be eating cacti. But smart old Blue, he took the Milky Way. I never finished it. Someone was texting, giving, hey, Ray, you never played the end of the song. Here we go. Sorry, man. Here we go.
Oh, no! The bridge has gone! Old Red can't carry on!
As he's portrayed in the ad, he's significantly overweight. From eating trucks to prickly trees. I didn't know cacti were high in calories.
Particularly calorific, yeah. And also they retain water. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Big time.
0874-100-102. Voice notes as well. Killian's right, Killian?
All right, Ray. I have a dear remember for you.
Sir, they're called your members. It's not do you remember. It's not three separate words. It's one word with a letter and an apostrophe before it. It's J-member. Or is it J-A member? Or is it J-apostrophe member?
I'd like it to be J-apostrophe member.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Orla?
Yeah.
I think DJ, because it's more of a
Did you remember? Do you remember? I think there's a D at the start.
Oh, DJ member.
Yeah. Wild card introduced there, yeah. We could talk about this for hours.
DJ member. That's my Wheels of Steel wedding DJ nickname.
And you've got a members bar.
Yeah, that's why people call me that. Sorry, Killian, you were saying.
Do you remember the first cheese strings ad? Bend me, shake me any way you want me.
Oh my God, yes!
Do you? Because I do not remember
it. I do remember it, yeah. When cheese strings first came out, and all of our mams were like, I'm not buying you cheese strings. No way am I buying you cheese strings. They can't be good for you. And they were selling us this notion that they were like high in calcium, healthy, good for you. And now we're all eating cheese strings. Our kids are eating cheese strings all the time. My kids are mostly cheese and string.
They were raised on cheese, were they?
Well, there's a little kid at the end of it with curly hair, and he goes, real available cheese. Well, that was me.
What?
Go on now.
That's amazing. What's your line again, sorry?
And he goes, real available cheese.
We love peelable cheese.
We love peelable cheese.
Well, that was me.
That's amazing.
Go on now.
Killian. Can that be beat? Would you want to do a listener...
Oh, claim to fames.
Listener claims to fames.
Could do, yeah.
Would we recognise you from ads or from appearances in the media or music videos or movies? If Ozzy or Tito are listening, or indeed the horse from Into the West... Drop us a text or a WhatsApp, 0874-100-102. Was there something else we were going to do on the show today? I think that's...
No, we're all out.
We're tapped.
That's it.
Oh, the gladiators thing. Oh, it's all your members. Oh, it's sickening. Scraping the barrel with memories. All right, I'll do the roll call after Ed Sheeran. Shivers at Today FM. Ed Sheeran and Shivers at Today FM. Playing the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Hello there. Let's do a roll call. I'm Ray Foley. There's JP.
Ancha.
Orla Ormond.
Ancha.
In the house. On show, Ramona. Is that my nickname, Ramona?
Could be, yeah.
I think it's quite elegant and quite...
Sophisticated?
Sophisticated, elegant. With my own unique brand of sophisticated afternoon elegance. On show, Ramona. Good luck squeezing 5 days of content into 4 days this week, boys. I'd say there have been heated arguments among the team. Love the show. Hey. A from Pete. Pete, it's just some stuff had to get cut. Mm. That's
you've
it.
You've got to be ruthless. In this scenario, Ray, you've got to be ruthless.
We were standing there sweating with our sleeves rolled up. Like that scene where Father Ted and Dougal are writing the song for Eurovision. Mm-hmm. Cigarettes smoking. We're standing in front of a whiteboard with little post-it notes, scrunching stuff up and throwing stuff in the bin. And some stuff has ended up being cut, Pete, unfortunately, because of the short week. Hi, Rain, JP and Orla Ormond. I'm on show, currently strapped to my couch waiting for the floating ness to wear off after eating a bag of Maltesers from Darren. Oh, of course, because they're lighter than ordinary chocolate. And love the show, lads and lady. Hey. Give my fractionally better half, Deirdre, a big hello. Fractionally better half? You deserve a thump in the head, Des. Hearing her name on the radio will put the frighteners on her. Deirdre, go away. Deirdre. I tell you, that put the frighteners in her. We got her, Des. Deirdre. Foley, Colin and Cork here. But yeah, I was asking about your claims to fames, yeah? Where was the one? D actually texted. She said, I thought it was real appealable cheese on the cheese strings ad.
Could it be?
Few people texted on that actually. Sorry, what did he say? Killian. Sorry, there he is again. Sorry.
And he goes, real peelable cheese.
Oh, he does.
Not like we. I thought he said, we love peelable cheese.
And he goes, real peelable cheese.
Real peelable cheese.
Turns out that was Colin. Or Killian. Listener Killian. Sorry, D, we got it wrong. Ray, I always wondered who took the horse to France from Bill in Mitchellstown. Well, it actually wasn't me. I thought that was all resolved over a series of ads, wasn't it?
I've never actually watched Into the West, Ray.
Who's taking the horse to France? Oh, that was an ad. The ad for the butter. Who's taking the horse to France?
Oh, it's the Kerrygold, isn't it? Ah, for God's sake. Is that the one where they had a French auntie or something like that? And he's wowing all these French people who are used to gourmet food and he whips out the block of butter and their minds are blown.
He's over to get a horse and take it to France. He's a French man.
Right.
He's come over to Kerry, I imagine, for the horse.
Oh, I see.
A proud horse-rearing tradition in the kingdom.
Mm.
Why didn't he go to Kildare? Like, why didn't he go to Kildare?
Yeah, I mean, he pretty much drove through it, or certainly passed it. He could have stopped off.
Young fella says, who's taking a horse to France? Your man walks in, he says, there is something I can help. Where he puts, this is how he helps. She says, you can put a bit of butter on the spuds there, Andre. It's like, this is a man from France, where renowned, steeped in culinary tradition.
Yeah.
The biggest job you're giving the man to do is put a bit of butter on the spuds there, Andre. Spuds, the furthest thing from his mind, let me tell you. And Foley, Colin in Cork here. How are you? How are you, Colin? I was the invisible man in the movie of the same name. Unfortunately, there's no proof of this. Colin, I'll have to look it up, actually. Get on the imdb.com and look for Colin's name. He says, love the show.
Hey!
Cheers, buddy. Rock-a-bye, Clean Bandit on Today FM.
She works a night.
Clean Bandit and Rock-a-bye. Featuring Anne-Marie, of course. This is Today FM, where we play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. It's Ray Foley for your Tuesday afternoon. Carrie Crowley was the one that told WAN, spelled on the text, that description of Carrie Crowley was the lady that told Andre to put some butter on the spuds from Sherry.
That sounds about right, doesn't it?
I didn't know that.
The lady had curly hair, didn't she? And we all know there's only one lady with curly hair.
There is something I can help. You can put a bit of butter on the spuds there, Andre. Ray, I think you may have blended two Kerrygold dads there from Niamh. Yes, I have, Niamh, but like, wasn't there a story arc? There was a narrative across the number of ads. It wasn't that it all happens in the one ad.
There was a romance element to this. Where did it all end up? Did it end up outside a church where they get married? What's the story there?
Yeah, it ended up outside a church in France on a horse.
On a horse?
With a pound of butter.
Okay.
I'll leave the rest to your imagination.
Right. Wow.
And there was a kind of a snooty older Irish lady. She was disapproving of the potential romance.
Foreign muck.
She was like an Irish the Irish mammy. And she was, and Anne sent me her voice note, hang on.
I'll be serving now. Minute.
That's when she comes in and interrupts the flirting. The old lady says,
I'll be serving now. Any minute.
Ray Foley.
Bless your flirt. What a song! Oasis and whatever. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Hey, Ray, give a shout out for my beautiful wife, Niamh, who's celebrating her 40th birthday today. Niamh, congratulations. Many happy returns. Happy birthday. Now, have I got the, well, I can do the happy birthday. Do I have it there somewhere?
You got it.
Please hold. I can dig that out for you. It's just so slick and smooth. It's seamless. You can't see the transitions here on the podcast.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Niamh. Happy birthday to you.
Lots of love from husband Nigel and kids Kate and Billy. Thanks. Happy birthday, Niamh. And Ray, give a shout out to Joanne, Kian, Annabelle and Killian travelling from Doonbeg to Westport the long way. Taking us forever. That is a long way.
Is that via Belfast? Or?
All the way up along the coast. They're going to New York. Actually, you know what? They'd be quicker going to New York and back over to Westport than driving up that road. Taking us forever, but love the show. Hey!
Cheers, guys.
Ray Foley.
Drive safe, won't you?
Beautiful stranger.
Madonna, beautiful stranger. From one of the Austin Powers films.
Two.
Spy Who Shagged Me.
I believe so.
For an extra bonus point, name the third one.
Gold member.
Oh, she did it, ladies and gentlemen.
Well done.
Beyonce's involved, I know it.
What was Beyonce's song for the third film?
Work It Out. An absolute banger.
Let's go get it.
Let's go get it.
Come on, son.
She was Foxy Cleopatra.
Wow, you're good, man.
I've seen the film, I think, maybe twice.
The third film was dreadful. Like, it had thoroughly jumped the shark. They made a terrible third film. Do you know Demi Moore was one of the original producers of Austin Powers?
Really?
Yeah. No.
That sounds like a lie.
So what?
No. You, while you Google...
I said it sounds
you know what,
like
you're right,
a lie.
Earl Ormond. It's exactly the kind of thing Ray would lie about.
Work it out, was it? Was it?
Work it out, yeah.
Work it out. There was a remix of the Rolling Stones on that same soundtrack. Oh, yeah. What was the one, Boys? Where Britney did Boys. Britney Spears' Boys was on one of the soundtracks as well. Was the second one?
Probably.
Uh-huh. Come on.
Britney Boys for me there. What soundtrack is it on?
Britney Boys.
Okay. As I'm convinced Britney's Boys.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a song by Britney Spears and it's called Boys and it features Pharrell Williams on it and it was on the soundtrack for one of the Austin Powers films as well. Like I'm not just shouting random words Britney Boys at you. And the Rolling Stones had, oh, this is going back now, isn't it? Stones, Dr. Dre did a remix. The Dr. Dre remix of Miss You, which was all the same. The same soundtrack. And man, this is solid. Solid.
I've been holding out so long. I've been sleeping all alone. But I miss you.
You like that?
Yeah.
Very good.
I've been hanging on the phone.
So see, there are good songs on the Austin Powers soundtrack as well. What's Boys?
It was released in 2001, then remixed especially for Austin Powers Gold Member.
It was in the third one as well.
Yeah,
that was a great old soundtrack. Terrible film. Great soundtrack. Digging through the archives. Right, crank it up for Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa. This is great as well. Potion on Today FM. Stardust Music Sounds Better With You. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. I'm Ray Foley. There's JP.
How are you?
Orla Ormond.
Hiya.
All present and correct. Well, we're present anyway. Whether we're correct or not is another matter entirely. Yeah, Stardust Music Sounds Better With You. It reminds me of Roger Sanchez, Another Chance. Lady, Hear Me Tonight. And Sophie Ellis-Bextor and...
Spiller
and Groove Jet, yeah. All those songs are like a
class song, yeah.
Have you heard about these podcasts that the kids are all listening to these days on the internet?
Go again, Ray.
Podcasts.
Right. So what's this now? Do you chuck a pod somewhere? Do you cast a pod somewhere?
No. They're not podcasts either.
Right. Is this something I stick on my arm if it's broken, Ray?
No, that's a cast. That's just a cast. That's an arm cast.
Right.
Podcasts are where you get... It's like a radio show on your phone.
Right. And would there be music in this radio show on your phone?
No, it's just mostly talking on the podcasts.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So I was listening to one of these podcasts. Someone suggested this podcast to me. I started listening to it. Turns out, I'm not even going to mention it because it's dreadful. But one of the things they were talking about on this podcast... And it blew my mind. And I was like, I wonder, would JP know about that? Mouth taping. Have you heard of
mouth taping?
Mouth taping.
Okay.
Have a guess. Have you heard of it? Have a guess of what mouth taping is.
Okay. Mouth taping. My first guess, Ray, is going to be that it is to do with whitener strips, like tapes of whitener strip that you put in your mouth.
Like tooth whitening.
Teeth. Yeah, exactly.
With some sort of a tape of some kind.
Yeah.
That's not a bad guess, actually. Orla, have you ever heard of mouth taping?
I haven't, but the only thing I could think of is like a hostage situation.
Using tape to tape up someone's mouth.
It's a fair shout. That's a fair shout.
You're not entirely a million miles away from it.
Oh, God.
This was a health podcast I was listening to, right?
Right, so this is good for you, whatever you're about to say.
Workouts, holistic, being healthy, eating right, sleeping well, and putting a value on your sleep, on the power of your sleep. Rather than, what was it they were saying? Rather than like sleep being a thing that happens to you, that it's like, oh, my sleep was good last night or my sleep was bad. You take more control over your sleep and you go, like, you're more regimented about it. You're like, you treat it as a, as an important thing that you need to achieve and work at and make sure that your sleep is good. P.S. I don't know if any Irish people have ever done that in the history of Ireland.
Can I have two more guesses,
no,
Ray?
You can have two more guesses.
You can have one. Now I think I might know what it could be.
What are your two guesses?
Because you've mentioned... Okay, so the one I don't think it is in order to stop yourself from eating too much, you tape your mouth closed.
You put tape in front of your mouth.
I think that's extreme. I would never suggest that. I don't think it's that.
No.
The more realistic one, since you mentioned sleep,
yeah.
I think I'm going to get this. My confidence levels are high. I think it's when you go to sleep, you tape your mouth closed you breathe through your nose.
Isn't that barmy?
That is scary. No thanks.
That just seems...
Where are you supposed to dribble out of?
Where'd you... Your ear.
Better your ear than somewhere else, I suppose you say.
Where's your dribble come out? Your belly button. I'm dribbling out my belly button.
Gotta come out of somewhere.
The idea is breathing. They say, by the way, I'm not a doctor. This is just a thing I heard and it blew my tiny mind. You tape up, not like with it's with a light tape, like surgical tape that they would use for plasters and stuff.
Not all, but you're taping your mouth closed.
Yeah.
Right.
Still mental, right? But what you do is you put tape in front of your mouth so you can't breathe through your mouth. And that forces you then to breathe in through your nose. And the thinking being that breathing through your nose while you sleep is better for you. Nasal breathing increases nitric oxide production in the sinuses, says website I've just looked up here, which has been linked to reduced inflammation, improved sleep, improved memory, and an overall increase in immune system function. When you breathe mainly through the nose, you wake up feeling more rested without a dry mouth or a sore throat. Now, do you know what? There's a lot to be said for that.
Mm.
Couple of drinks on a Friday or Saturday night and you wake up the next morning, you're like, oh my God, I can't speak, I can't breathe.
Could
oh my
the
God.
Booze be the problem there, Ray?
Drinking less is probably a good shout as well. Or to those of you thinking about texting in now saying, oh, Ray Foley, I wish you would tape your mouth shut years ago.
Good idea.
Lizzo, this is Today FM. Rihanna, an only girl in the world, this is Today FM. You love Ireland. Good afternoon. How are you? I'm Ray Foley and mouth taping. I heard about mouth taping on one of these podcasts that all the cool kids are listening to. That's where you put surgical, like loose tape. It's not like you put, I don't know, plastic tape or
duct tape
or any of that over your mouth. You put like paper tape, you know, that very kind of loose.
Like masking tape?
Yeah, I suppose, or looser than that.
You'd call it a low-tack tape, so it doesn't really stick massively strongly.
But it's there, and you fall asleep with that over your mouth, and it forces you then to breathe through your nose.
I don't like it doesn't appeal to me immediately, Ray.
Have you ever tried breathing through your nose for any length of time? Now, the breathing in bit, so the... And then out through the mouth.
Mm.
That's good for you, and don't you feel good when you do that?
Oh, yeah.
Slow, determined... Thoughtful breathing in through the nose and then out through the mouth.
Whenever I hear those exercises, they hold the breath for too long. It's like, breathe in for 5 seconds. I don't think I can breathe in for 5 seconds.
I've got one of those things on my watch. The watch guides you through the breathing. And again, it does a kind of a inhale, hold it. I'm like, I'm holding it. I can't hold it any longer. But like I say, I do that like in through the nose and out through the mouth. Have you ever tried to just do the nose?
You're tempted not to say anything because your mouth is closed.
I'm like, I'm not getting enough air. My lungs are not filling there.
Also, it's very noisy.
I'm only doing the top like quarter of my lungs.
Sounds like the air con's turned up too high. I feel like I was about to pass out.
Can you hear the sea? You can hear the sea in their breathing. The old men are breathing.
I'm a bit lightheaded now. That's hard work.
It is hard.
That can't be good for you, though.
But they say it's good for you. It reduces inflammation. It's so much healthier for you. Like I said, I'm not a doctor. I think the most shocking revelation here, Ray, is that you're not a doctor. I've been taking everything you say for years as having sound medical backing. I'm going to have to rethink my entire life now and apologise to my doctor for repeatedly telling him he knows nothing when he contradicted you from Ed. Ed, have I discussed other medical...
Almost certainly, yes.
On a near daily basis. I'm the Dr. Oz of Irish radio. I just spout nonsense. Dermot Whelan does that nose breathing stuff, says John. No, he does it like in through the nose and out through the mouth, doesn't he? As does part he? Of the mindfulness okay. thing. Right. I don't know if he just does the nose. See, that's the difference. That's the difficulties. Just doing the nose. I swear to God I'd pass out if it was just the nose. I don't think I've got enough, I don't know, like girth in my nasal passages
you
to get the air
nose
in there.
Whiteners, do you? A stent. You want something to hold up on the nose.
I need to get more air in there. I can understand the benefits of doing it, but I'm just not getting enough air. I had to do this once. Michelle texts. I had to do this once as part of the Buteyko? Buteyko? Buteyko method. I googled it, by the way. It's not sexual. Training you to breathe through your nose. It's very scary, but it helped me with chronic sinus issues. Crazy from Michelle. And mouth taping is fantastic for snorers. You see, the funny thing there is, Paula, I would have thought that it would have been worse for snorers because you're forcing them to breathe through their nose the entire time, that the snoring would be more pronounced then as a result.
Oh, it depends where your snoring comes from. I mean, are you snoring through your nose or are you snoring it down the back of your throat? It's mostly the throat that's snoring, isn't it?
Is it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Depends on how many you've had as well.
Yeah.
It's like...
If your husband's a real problem, Paula, just tape up his mouth. Tape over his eyes and tape over his nose.
Yeah. She says, my life is transformed. Husband's snoring is a thing of the past. On that thing, is there a thing on the elbow as well? No, that's the allergies thing. But isn't there a thing you can get or a...
There's a little ring you can wear or something. Yeah.
That's it, or a bracelet.
Again, no doctors in the studio.
Not a medical doctor, yeah.
Ray Foley.
I drew my own degree. Oh, Lady Gaga and Bad Romance. This is Today FM. We play the music here. Oh, Nelly. Ireland, good afternoon. Ray here, JP there.
How are you?
Orla Orman there.
Hiya.
And we're all feeling great, right?
Great. Yes.
Like Tony the Tiger, we're feeling great. Great. Let me find this for you. I got this message from someone on my Insta, right? And he says, where is it? Oh, there it is. Hashtag love the this is Plunkett. Yeah. Dude's name is Plunkett, okay? Hi, Plunkett, if you're listening. First name, I think. Not surname.
Interesting, that.
His first name is Plunkett.
Yeah.
Not surname, like Oliver Plunkett.
That could really make your surname a massive anticlimax if your first name is Plunkett. You've led off with a very strong first name. You got to follow that with an even better surname, don't you?
Right, yeah.
Otherwise, your second name is just a bit of an anticlimax, right?
Hashtag love the show.
Hey.
P.S. Now, this now, no recollection. You tell me now if you remember this.
Okay.
I recall the Newsbusters time, which was excellent. Delighted you're back on Today FM, where you belong, from Plunkett. And I just sent a love heart. And then I sent JP a screen grab and I said, do you remember something called Newsbusters time?
I remember Newsbusters, Ray. And I remember the song that goes with it.
This is a feature where we would give you a piece of news, something in the story in the news. And then you, radio style, our dear listeners, would have to give us song suggestions that would in some way, DJ style, tie in with the story. So the story could be about... anything, the sunshine, and then you text us in songs that tie in with sunshine. But there was a theme song for Newsbusters that I utterly forgot.
How is this not burned into your brain?
We're busting news.
We're busting news.
We're Newsbusters on Today FM. And now we give you some news. You text us in with a song we can use.
Newsbusters time.
And this is it.
We're busting news. We're Newsbusters on Today FM. And now we give you some news. You text us in with a song we can use.
That's right, it's Newsbusters on Today FM.
It's that time again.
Do you want to do it?
All right, is there news to bust?
I've got news. I've got some entertainment news, if you'd like a little bit of that.
Oh, lovely.
This is the story of Lee from Blue. Is it Lee Ryan his name is?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, Lee Ryan from Blue. Have you heard the story?
No.
He's in the news today, Lee Ryan from Blue.
Good news.
Dramatic footage shows the moment armed police storm a plane and arrest pop star Lee Ryan for allegedly going berserk on the flight. Oh, no. Officers entered the plane after complaints were made that the singer from Blue, the Blue singer,
Lee Ryan,
had been abusive to cabin crew and refused to sit when they would not serve him a drink. So Lee's in trouble. Armed cops asked Lee to get off the flight. And there's a video there. And then, where is it? Oh, here it is. This is the quote. This is the quote of the story, okay?
This isn't from Lee himself.
No.
Okay.
This is from a passenger who was on the plane. He said, "Never mind singing in Blue." He was turning the air blue.
Anthony C.
So there's your Newsbusters story for today. A song that'll tie in with Lee Ryan from Blue getting in trouble. 0874 100 102. Meantime, it's Niall Horan on Today FM. I like the way you talk. Better throw a party on the day that I die. Oh my God, this song will be perfect. Blue Sky. George Ezra, Green Green Grass on Today FM. It's Newsbusters time.
We're busting news. We're Newsbusters on Today FM. And now we give you some news. You text us in with a song we can use.
That's right, we give you a story that's in the news. And let's bust that news wide open with a great song for the radio. I had totally forgotten this bit. It's a real testament to the power of my career,
yeah,
my creativity.
Yeah.
That this thing that I did for years on Today FM
made a real impression on you, Ray, didn't it?
I had totally and utterly forgotten it. Newsbusters, it's called. Gary's over there. Hi, Gary.
Lads, I remember that Newsbusters skit.
There you go.
Wasn't there one where there was a lady out running in America and she was attacked by something?
This is the story. So a lady is running in America and she's attacked by something.
And her husband shot her in the leg to get it off. And JP come up with Shoot the Runner by Kasabian. Classic.
That sounds too good to be one of mine. So that was a listener. That was definitely a listener came up with that, yeah.
Here's a story for today in Newsbusters. Lee Ryan from Blue. He's been arrested by armed police after causing a kerfuffle on a flight into London. He was demanding a drink. He was not being served one. And he started cursing and swearing and using bad language. One passenger told the publication, "Never mind singing with Blue." He turned the air blue with his language.
I mean, that passenger had a real ear for like news headlines and quotes in newspapers, didn't they?
That passenger was like, I really hope a journalist asks me a question with regard to this kerfuffle. Because I've got the perfect line. Right, headline should have been, this is Jared. Headline should have been, "Boys in Blue Arrest Boy from Blue."
Oh, that's good.
That's solid.
That's clever.
Newsbuster song, "Flying Without Booze, Wings" from Dave in Cork. Dave, that's not great. "Learn to Fly" by Foo Fighters from Nigel. Beastie Boys, "You Gotta Fight for Your Right to Partly." As in party.
Yeah.
What about "You Gotta Flight for Your Right"? Uh-huh. Or "You Gotta Fight for Your Flight to Partly"? Emma and Donegal. "Motive" by Ariana Grande, perhaps, from Alexandra. Ray, it has to be "Jailhouse Rock" by Elvis, surely from Dave in Manchester. Oh, and love the show.
Hey, cheers, Dahi.
"Trouble" by Taylor Swift.
Oh, that's good.
Because he's a man in trouble. Stuart in Sandy Mountain, Dublin says, "Charmless Man" because he's charmless.
We met Blue and Lee was actually one of the nicer ones.
Oh, me Newsbusters music's after ending. Sorry about that, guys. Newsbusters time. Yeah, Lee was lovely. And Anthony was nice as well, wasn't he?
He was,
They were the two nicest of the Blue Boys. "Michael Jackson's Bad" from Simon and Alana. "Gonna Be Lose Control" from Missy Elliott from Brenda. These are all solid suggestions. Tom Hackett says, "Hey Foley, Ray Lee Ryan, Shirley Blues All Rise, was written for this. Love the show. Hey. A number of people saying All Rise. Why? Because
you rise if you're taken off on a plane.
Right.
Or if it goes to trial, Ray, they will all have to rise when the judge comes in, you see.
Or when the police come onto the plane to remove him from the flight, he needs to stand up and all rise to get off the plane.
True enough.
Newsbuster has to be All Rise from Blue, from Mark and Claire. Do we have a winner? Do we have some sort of a prize for this as well?
Oh dear, do we?
Andrew D in Cork suggested this.
Newsbusters time, Newsbusters time, Newsbusters time. Newsbusters time.
Oh, yes, Andrew. Yeah.
Andrew, you did it.
I see what you did there.
Because you see, Lee Ryan from Blue.
Yeah.
Was arrested for misbehaving on a flight.
Which involves the sky.
In the sky.
I get you.
Mr. Blue Sky.
Your Newsbusters song this afternoon. What a bunch of fun we all had, ladies and gentlemen.
Who was it in Cork, the one?
Andrew D.
Well done, Andy. Andy D. You're our winner this afternoon on Newsbusters. On Today FM.
Shawn Mendes, if I can't have you. This is Today FM, playing the music you love, and that's our little broadcast.
Oh no, self praise is no praise.
I'm praising.
Are you okay?
We managed to do a whole show without mention, a single nod to last night's Love Island finale.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I just did it now.
You ruined it, Ray.
I ruined it. I thought we were nearly clear. We were nearly in the clear. Yeah, I was delighted for Eek and Sue. Eek and Sue?
Eek and Sue and Davide.
Eek and Sue.
How many people is that now?
There's three people in that relationship.
Is that like Mel and Sue?
There's Eek, Sue and Davide.
Right.
And they're hopefully all three of them are very happy together.
That's very modern.
Thrilled.
It's very modern. And they're in love now, yeah?
They are, yeah.
Great.
They said ti amo.
Did they?
Yeah.
In the Love Island?
Yep.
In the villa?
Yep.
In the Casa Amore?
Not in Casa Amore, no.
Right. Well, that's your... And Big Brother's coming back.
Good, good.
I'll watch that. Was there talk of an over 45s or an over 35s Love Island?
Yes.
Is that actually happening?
Apparently, yeah.
Oh, well, then I'm in. I'm totally in. I'm invested now.
Poolside for that one's going to be a hard watch, isn't it?
I think you could be surprised, my friend. I think you could be surprised. I'd be more interested in watching that because they'd just have more life experience. They have more to say to each other. Rather than it's like, what's your favourite Instagram filter?
Better conversations, definitely.
I think there will be definite better conversations. Or what's your favourite brand of protein powder? Hey guys, there's so much we didn't get to do on the show today. We didn't get to do Anthony Costa coffee, where Anthony Costa from Blue tells us that he's launching his own chain of coffee shops called Anthony Costa Coffee. We didn't get to do Lee Ryan Air, where Blue singer Lee Ryan tells us he's launching his own airline called Lee Ryan Air. And we didn't get to do Dunkin' Donuts James, where Duncan James from Blue tells us he's launching his own chain of donut shops called Dunkin' Donuts James. The boys, they're all branching out. Hey, have a lovely evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow from 2 p.m.
Ray Foley.